Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. The latest Israeli air raids on the Gaza Strip have claimed the lives of 28 more Palestinians, including children, and injured over 150 people. At least six people, including Islamic Jihad member Hafez Hamad, were killed when Israeli warplanes bombed his house. Two women and two children are also among the dead. Mohammed Shaban, a Hamas military commander, also lost his life after Israeli aircraft targeted his vehicle. The Office of the Palestinian Health Ministry in the Gaza Strip has announced a state of emergency at all its medical facilities in the besieged territory. The Israeli military says it has targeted more than 50 locations in Gaza and has mobilized troops for a possible ground invasion. Hamas says all Israelis are now legitimate targets after the Israeli military attack on Khan Yunus. A Hamas spokesman has described the attack as, quote, a massacre of children and a horrendous war crime. Palestinian resistance group in the Gaza Strip have targeted cities and towns deep inside Israel with a barrage of rockets. Their rockets have now reached the town of Hadera, 100 kilometers from Gaza. According to the Israeli military, at least 146 rockets have been fired into Israel, with 120 of them hitting different sites. One of the rockets hit a house in Jerusalem al-Quds. Air raid sirens were heard throughout the day on Tuesday in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem al-Quds, Haifa and towns as far as Binyamina, in northern Israel that is. Hamas has claimed responsibility for the rocket attacks. The Qassam Brigades, the military wing of Hamas, says nearly 40 rockets were shot at the port city of Ashdod, forcing the port to halt its shipping activities. One Israeli soldier was also killed in a Palestinian attack on the Vizikim training base near Ashkelon. Let's get the details on the ground from our correspondent Akram El-Sitari in Gaza. Akram, over to you. Tell us, what are the recent developments on the ground?
Well, a few minutes ago, the very hard explosions were hailed all over the Gaza city. It looks like the Israeli marine forces are targeting the city of Gaza, targeting some open areas, targeting some premises and facilities, and also some explosions were heard in the Gaza middle zone. It looks like that Israel is ceaselessly targeting different places in the Gaza, not only in the Gaza city, but also in the middle zone and in the Khan Yunis and Rafah area.
And of course, what about the hospitals? How prepared are they?
The hospitals in the Gaza Strip are overburdened, and the physicians are around the hour trying to cater to the need of the people who are being rushed to the hospitals as a result of the Israeli bombardments. The spokesperson of the Minister of Health has been repeatedly calling upon the international community to extend a helping hand to the people of Gaza. A few days before even this round of fighting erupted, the Palestinian Ministry of Health stated their need to several types and sorts of medications for the needs of the Palestinian community at large. And now, after this is taking place, they are in a much more dire need to those medications. But they are still fighting. They are still struggling to cater to the need of the increasing number of people falling injured, and they are managing to survive with the least they have to prove that Palestinians, despite against all odds, are still surviving, and they'll survive with the least they have.
All right, Press TV's Akram Sitari reporting from Gaza. Thanks, Akram. And of course, let's talk to Press TV's Nell Burden, our correspondent in the West Bank in Ramallah. Nell, over to you. Is there any talk of a truce in the process or not?
Well, it seems so. This operation may go on for a long time. In fact, Netanyahu made a statement that this is going to take a while. Although what taking a while means, nobody really knows what the clear intention or goal is for the Israelis. I mean, it's very unlikely that they're going to totally break Hamas, who is the elected government in Gaza. The Palestinian reaction has been significant here. We've seen mass scale demonstrations from Jerusalem, throughout Ramallah, in fact, from Beit Il, where there's a huge settlement, and Al-Bira, and also as far as Hebron, where there's actually been mass demonstrations and clashes taking place with the Israeli police. The Palestinian president, acting chief of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, has been relatively quiet, although his spokesperson sent out a message to say they believe Gaza is now declaring, Netanyahu is now declaring a war in Gaza, and he said people of Gaza have every right to defend themselves.
All right, Press TV's Nell Burden reporting from Ramallah. Thanks, Nell. And let's get the latest now from the from Israel in the city of Haifa. Press TV's Hamad Awadat is in Haifa at the moment. Tell us what's going on there in Haifa, Hamad.
Actually, in Haifa, there's nothing now, but I can tell you that in the Palestinian cities around, and we go back to Sakhnin, this city of Palestinians, 48, that they are protesting there, as I told you at the last broadcast. They are protesting there, and there was some arrests, and just now, in this hour, the Palestinian youth are throwing stones and fighting and protesting against the Israeli policemen in order to send their support and also to send their voice to all the world, you know, just to say this war against the Gaza people have to stop, and also they are trying to get all the politics, the Arab politics and the Arab teams to be with them there in this city, Sakhnin, and this protest going to be more bigger, what I get from phones, and also what I get some information from people that they are there. We are talking about some hundreds of people that they are of Palestinians, youth there, that they still protest until this moment.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Impressive, Hamad Awadat, reporting from Haifa. Thanks to Hamad.